everything you do in social, in live video, in YouTube video, in recorded video, in pictures, in whatever, whatever it is you're doing online, it all boils to consistency. Consistency, folks. We live or die by consistency or lack thereof. Constant theme on this show. We talk about it here. We talk about it on my other podcast, Grammar School, because it's the same if you're doing Instagram. Consistency is what it's all about, or lack of it. Now, I have been successful in my business, Todd.live. However, I have stunted my own growth most definitely for lack of consistency. So I can say that getting content out there, whether it's podcast, Instagram, video, YouTube, whatever it is, that brings clients your way. However, if you do it piecemeal, your clients are going to come in piecemeal. You do it consistent, you're going to have constant leads. Maybe not constant sales, but constant leads. New people that are in your fold that you might be able to help for a fee, for a price, whether it's coaching or a course you've made or a video, whatever. But consistency, folks. Consistency, consistency, consistency. There is nothing more important to doing or having an online existence than being consistent. Now, there are some things that are important too, like messaging, knowledge, relevance, likability. I mean, I could put together a whole list of words that are important, but without consistency, without a plan to be out there on a regular basis, sharing your crafted message, something you've put thought into, something that you've got a message out there and your message leads somewhere. It helps people out. It inspires, it motivates, it excites, it entertains, and it leads people down the primrose path directly to how you can help them further at a cost so that you can make money doing what it is you're trying to do. And if it's not consistent, what are you going to get? That's exactly right. If it's not consistent, it's sadness, it's heartache, it's struggle. And just about everybody I know fights this or deals with it in some fashion or another. It's hard to be consistent. It's hard to stay on topic. And a lot of times, let's say you're consistent and you got a theme. Let's say you got whatever business you have, you have four or five themes, things that you talk about on a regular basis. I mean, wow. It's not a lot of things to talk about. And you're just pounding away and trying to, like I said, educate, inspire, motivate, entertain, and let people know what it is that you specialize in. And it can be boring for the person who's having to have to talk about these themes. It can be boring, repetitious. It can seem mundane. It can seem, they've already heard it before. No, they haven't already heard it before, or they haven't heard a fresh take on it, or they haven't heard today's take on it, or you have new people in the fold, or, you have to talk about, how long can Gary Vaynerchuk talk about how much he loves Mondays and hates Fridays, but he talks about it all the time. Over and over and over and over and over. It's inspirational. He talks about how, living a life where you don't have to hate your Mondays anymore. finding a way to make it so that you can't wait for Monday to happen, because that's when the excitement begins. That's when the money starts coming in the door and the people that you're working for start happening and coming your way. It's a constant theme. He never quits talking about it. He's consistent in talking about that. He's established himself as the guy that inspires people to find ways to live their life so they can enjoy their Mondays, so that they're not living for Friday. So that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday actually are kind of a drag because you can't wait to get back and start making some more money and building your audience. Consistency, folks, in every single thing you do online, including live video, if you're not being consistent, you may as well just hang it up.